Hello, how nice to see you again. Welcome to 英语故事课堂 I am Shane. Nice to see you. Today, I'm going to read you a short story titled Going to the Zoo. Here we go. Today is Sunday. Bob is going to the zoo with his classmates. He puts on his white t-shirt and yellow cap.He says goodbye to his parents and goes to the bus stop. The bus stop is near his home. He is going to meet his classmates there. The zoo is very far, but a number 57 bus will take them right there. The children are going to see a lot of animals at the zoo.And they are going to have a good time. How nice. Okay, 我们先看一下 classmates. M-A-T-E, mate. 这个字呢是我的朋友澳大利亚人最喜欢说 Hi, mate. 类似北京的 Hi, 哥们。class 是班上 Classmates 就是同学。如果你跟朋友一起合租一个房间就是两个人住在同一个房间的时候呢这个叫做 roommate R-O-O-M 房间 roommate 你的室友然后呢、yellow cap yellows 黄色是一个最显眼的颜色 cap C-A-P 是那个棒球帽 cap 帽子也是 cap 因为 cap 总是戴在头上所以呢很多的顶东西的顶也可以叫做 cap C-A-P cap 然后我想跟大家说的呢就是、right there right R-I-G-H-T right G-H 在这边是 silent word 是不发音的 I 在这边发长音 right 我们都知道 right 它有一个意思是 right hand turn right 就是右手边Yes, you are right. 你是正确的。Right there 是正好在那里。You are right there already. 你已经在那里了，正好在那边。所以 right 这个字呢，蛮有意思的哈。它又是正确，又是右手边。Right there 就是正好在那里。Zoo, Z-O-O, zoo. O-O 在这边发的是长音。另外一个字呢 ,animal.Animal 是动物 okay? Cat is an animal Dog is an animal Giraffe Monkeys are all animals That you can see at the zoo Okay I enjoy your company And look forward to seeing you tomorrow We have a new story Every day At 英语故事课堂 Okay, ciao